Halacha Gimel. Thank you so much, Mr. Strassman. Is that the Rambam's repeated formulations? We've seen two connecting Chanukah to Purim. V'yamim elu hinu dikron Chanukah ben asur behesped v'tainis kimei Purim. Okay, Purim happens to be asur behesped v'tainis, and so too is Chanukah. But you know, you wonder, is that all the Rambam is getting at? Then he says v'adlakas haneros behen mitzvah midivrei sofrim kikriyas hamegillah. Well, that's true. They're both mitzvahs midivrei sofrim, but was that all the Rambam has in mind? Ephraim had a hayara last time, and maybe it's the issue of Pirsumei Nisa. The Rambam had just mentioned in the previous halacha, Laharos Ulagalos Hanes, which is literally his way of expressing Pirsumei Nisa, but perhaps we can go even further with that. And the Rambam says, Kol Shechaya V'Kriyas HaMegillah Chaya V'Adlakas Ner Chanukah. So again, the Rambam, now this is the third formulation. The Yisr Hesped V'Tainis, number one, the fact that they're both mitzvahs with divrei sofrim, number two, and the scope of the obligation is precisely parallel. Okay, then the Rambam says, "V'amalik osa b'layla harishon." This will sound like a fourth parallel, and it is. "Mivarech shalosh brachos ve'elohein, barachat Hashem lekenu melcholam asher gitchanu tzav tivanu lahadlik ner shel chanaka, v'shas anisim lavosenu, v'shachianu v'kiimanu v'chule, v'chol haroa osa." Vilo birech, and then the Rambam says, and even if you see the candles, and for whatever reason you haven't said the bracha. Now there's a big machlokas rishonim here. You haven't said the bracha because, let's say, somebody lit on your behalf at home, but you've already been yotzei the mitzvah. Or is the Rambam saying something of much less of a chiddush? Okay, or is the Rambam saying something much less of a chiddush? Namely, that it's because you haven't been yotzei yet, so then you have to say the two brachos, Mivarech Shtayim, Shas Anisim Lavosenu, V'Shehachiyanu. So the Magen Mishnah raises in on the topic, just to go through the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says the following, Pirish Rabbeinu Haros, Avelo Birech Daso, Zichrono Lovracha, Sha'afal Pi Sheyatza Min HaMitzvah, Kigon Sheliko Lav Besoch Beso, Mivarech. V'zed asks as ha'gaoni. V'rashba zal kasav mistabra k'shelo hidlik v'lo hidliku alav v'soch beso v'enu asid lahadlik halayla. Right? The person has no possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah. That goes to Maimonides, who says something very similar. Halav hachi enu tzarech levarech. Lo matzino yotzi min ha'mitzvah v'chozer mivarech al ha'ri'ya. V'yish mi brusa depirshu afal bisha madlikin asav v'soch habayis tzarech levarech al ha'ri'ya v'ein lahem amashi smocho Adkan Lashono. So the Rashba is very skeptical of a simple reading of the Rambam. V'chein ra'isi l'bala itter shekasav v'roa davka she'omid b'karon. He's not a wagon. He's not going to be able to light. O b'svina shelo hidlik b'beso. Nobody's lighting for him at home. V'chein pirshu mefarshim acherim l'ashon ha'gemara shizkiru roa satam. It just says v'chol ha'roa yoser no sladas rabbeinu. That is to say that the Rambam seems to have a massive chiddush which is against a goodly number of Rishonim, certainly the Rashba and the Bala Itter and others, and the Rashba can hardly understand this perspective, that even if one has already fulfilled the mitzvah, and perhaps, right, even if one hasn't already fulfilled the mitzvah, but they're still going to light for him in the house later on, the Rambam nonetheless says, V'chol haroa, if you see, V'lo birech, and you haven't yet said the bracha that night, of Shas Anisin Lavosenu, then there has to be a reaction. So how can we justify Shitas HaRambam? What exactly is the Rambam talking about? Why not just say, you know, like when we say by Sukkah, and the Gaos Maimonius raises an example, to just do everything a la kos, right? First you make Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'azmanim, and then Leishe Basukkah, and then the Shachianu. So why does the Rambam have this din? V'chol haroa osa v'lo birech mivarech shaim. So it seems to be the Rambam, again following the strict language of the Gemara, had a very important breakthrough, and that is to say the following. And this hopefully will set us up for a further discussion based on the Masech HaSofrim and the Maram tomorrow. But the Rambam felt that there had to be something instinctive, instantaneous, and visceral about seeing the Neros Chanukah. If the institution is, as the Rambam said before in his own inimitable language, Malikin Bahena Neros Ba'erav Al Pischei Abatim B'chol Laila V'Laila Mishmonas Halelos L'Haros U'Lagalos Hanes. When you encounter that miracle and you haven't yet said the bracha, she'asa nisim lavoseinu, bayamim ahim bazman hazeh, you better say it immediately. Especially because, as we pointed out last time, 2 days ago now, As we pointed out last time, this is the Rambam's interpolation of the line of the Gemara, Kivam v'asamim yamim tovim behalel v'hoda. Yamim tovim, the Rambam says, yamei simcha, behalel, halel v'hoda. Your expression of hoda is, malikin b'hen aneris v'erevel pischei abatim b'cholayla v'layla. But since it stems from a broader chiyav of hoda, in other words, the Maisa mitzvah is hadlakas neros, but the mechayiv is hoda, so then how could you possibly see the neros Chanukah and not have a reaction? I would say the only chiddush here is, even if you've already said the bracha of Shas Anisin Lavasenu, maybe you should have to react again. And that's where the Rambam says, V'chol Arohav Lo Birech. Right, he could have gone even further. Maybe he was ready to go even further, but he tempers his enthusiasm just a little bit. There's a certain quality of having a visceral reaction to the Neiros Chanukah, and God willing, we'll pick it up with exactly that point tomorrow in the context of the discussion of Masach HaSofrim and the Maharam Rutenberg. Yashar Koach, and I want to thank you so much for allowing me to use this particular device.
It's totally fine.
Okay, thank you so much. If you don't mind, just...